and a warm welcome to our Q4 and FY18 earnings conference call. Firstly, on behalf of Amber Enterprises India Limited, I would like to thank all our investors who have shown faith in Amber and have successfully helped us sail through the IPO in January 2018. Today I am joined by Mr. Daljeet Singh, Managing Director, Mr. Sudhir Goyal, CFO, and Strategy Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our updated result presentation on the exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. Since this is our first earnings call, we would like to share some brief information about our company and overview of our business performance, followed by financial performance for the quarter and year-ended FY18. Amber is an integrated solution provider in the room AC segment. We have leadership position in OEM, ODM industry as in RAC segment. With our comprehensive product portfolio, we serve 8 out of top 10 marquee brands in India and with a combined market share of more than 75% in room AC segment. With over 3 decades of history and 12 manufacturing facilities, strategically located near customer clusters and high degree of backward integration, Amber is able to supply almost all critical and reliable functional components except compressor in the room AC segment. With continuous focus on ODM through R&D initiatives, we are able to develop new efficient products and functional components which offers a high value propositions and help us in import substitution of those products and components. In line with our strategy to capture more market share, increase offerings to our customers and expand our client relationships, we have made 2 acquisitions, Ilgin Electronics and Ever Electronics, to get access to the smart future-ready technology. Ilgin was acquired in Q3 FY18 before the IPO and is one of the largest PCB manufacturing company in the space of air conditioners and white goods category. We hold 70% equity stake in Ilgin as on March 2018. Amber also acquired 19% stake in Ever Electronics as on March 2018 and intends to acquire additional 51% in coming quarters, taking the stake to 70% in total. We believe these acquisitions will add substantially to our revenues and profitability in the years to come. For Amber, these both acquisitions are very timely one, since the industry has been continuously shifting towards energy efficient inverter air conditioners, which now contributes almost about 30 to 35% of the overall industry volumes. This gives Amber an opportunity to not only increase the wallet share of existing customers through cross-selling of products within the existing customer, but also adding new customers. On the industry update, the air conditioning industry has witnessed several headwinds during FY18 led by GST transition and the change in energy efficiency ratings. Slower industry growth was actually attributed to GST disruption rating change. However, over the long term, we are very optimistic about the potential that industry has. In India, AC penetration still remains as a very low 4 to 5% penetration. India significantly lags other countries in terms of AC penetration levels. More importantly, given the improving macroeconomic conditions, ACs are now considered as a necessary rather than a luxury items, with many houses even installing multiple air conditioners. Unlike products of refrigerators and washing machines, which reaches a maturity over a period of time with 1 or 2 products maximum per house, ACs can reach the maturity with multiple installations per house. And moreover, this product caters to other than household categories like colleges, schools, and hospitals. This particular phenomenon can lead to significant potential for expansion and penetration in the under-penetrated economy like India. Along with the above, the efforts taken by government like power adequacy and reducing per unit cost of power, our products are seeing increased demand. Our 3-pillar strategy of product expansion, customer expansion, and geography expansion by way of R&D and excellence in execution has helped us grow faster than the industry historically. We are confident in the current circumstances that we shall continue to do the same in the future as well. Moving forward towards the financial performance, in the last year, we had anticipated an increase in demand for our products along with the changing preference from the customers for inverters instead of fixed-speed ACs. To capitalize on this opportunity, we had done some investments in our existing capacity along with the acquisition of Ever and Ilgin. We also strengthened the existing customer relationships and added new customers in the last year. This, along with the introduction of next-generation products, has resulted in increased sales and profitability in this year. Q4 was a good quarter for us due to early summers and placements of goods in March by many brands. The industry saw a shift in the product portfolio from fixed speeds to inverter ACs in the last quarter of this year. Total revenue for Q4 FY18 stood at 692 crores as against 617 crores for the corresponding quarter last year, a growth of 12% adjusted for GST and excise duty impact. EBITDA stood at 68 crores as compared to 56 crores for the corresponding quarter, with a growth of 20%. EBITDA margins were about 9.8% for this quarter, almost 70 bips higher on year-on-year basis. PAT for the quarter is rupees 34 crores as compared to 23 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. This is due to operating leverage playing out and reduction in interest costs due to repayment of the debt. PAT margins stood at 4.9% for this quarter, 120 bips higher than Q4 FY17. We also achieved a robust growth on yearly basis. Consolidated revenue on the yearly basis was up by 29% to rupees 2128 crores for FY18 as compared to 1652 crores in FY17 adjusted for GST and excise. EBITDA grew by 41% from 131 crores to 184 crores in FY18 in absolute terms, taking the EBITDA margins to 8.6% in FY18. We also witnessed an exponential growth in PAT margins as compared to FY17. PAT stood at rupees 62 crores for FY18 as compared to 22 crores for FY17, up by 121% year-on-year basis. PAT margins for FY18 is 2.9%, 160 bips higher than FY17. On volume terms, we have grown by 26% as compared to FY17, and now the total sales in unit terms is 1.91 million for FY18. This includes all three segments: indoor units, outdoor units, and window AC. We have grown at a CAGR of 39% in terms of volume, with FY14 being the base year. On segmental revenue, AC comprises of 72% of our total revenue, that is 1525 crores for FY18 as compared to rupees 1252 crores in FY17, a growth of 22%. AC components and non-AC components comprises of 14% and 15% of total revenue respectively for FY18. AC components grew by almost 50% and non-AC components grew by 47% for full year basis. On the future outlook, we would not like to give any guidance for the future. However, we can give you directions on our performance for the years to come. With the help of our acquisitions, Ever and Iljin, we are confident and ready for the future with a smart future-ready technology. You will see a full year impact of these acquisitions in the revenues and profitability in the coming year. We have added new customers, strengthened our existing relationships, increased our product offerings by way of strong R&D in the last year. We shall continue our focus to keep on expanding these in the future as well. This will help us grow faster than the industry in the years to come. As we see an increase in volumes for our products, our investments that we have done in the past will see better returns. Increased capacity utilization will lead to operating leverage playing out, leading to a better profitability. To conclude, we would like to say it is the company's enduring commitment to outperform the industry growth while transforming top-line growth into a healthy bottom-line results. With this, everyone, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anshuman Dev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I had the question regarding the Ever and Iljin contribution in FY18. And so what was the contribution of Ever and Iljin in our total revenue mix, if that could be shared?
You want to go ahead with another question?
Yeah, that's question number one. Question number two is regarding your working capital. So there has been a little bit of increase in the working capital days from 29 to around 35 in FY18. So that would be my second question.
Sure. So on the Iljin Electronics, because this company was acquired in last quarter in December before IPO, it has only contributed us in the revenue terms in the last quarter, that is Q4. So it's approximately 100 crores revenues has been contributed by Iljin. And Ever has not contributed anything on the revenue because we've just 19% stake. So there is no consolidation which has happened on the revenue side. But on the Ever, we are looking forward to upscale the our stake moving forward. Then only in this current year it will be consolidated. But on the net working capital days, because of the sudden pattern shifts in the summer season, we have ended up on the high stocks. So that has contributed to the days going from 29 to 34. Otherwise, it was totally in line to what we had expected.
Right. On follow-up on the Ever and Iljin, basically, I want to understand the impact of the entire Ever and Iljin on a complete basis in FY19. So on like-to-like basis, what could be an impact on revenue in FY19?
So Iljin has done a total revenue in FY18 for about 330 crores. And we are looking forward for a growth of 15 to 20% in this company. And Ever has done a revenue of close to about 200 crores in FY18. Again, we are looking for 20% growth in the company.
And the margins in these companies would be currently around 4%, which should have some room for improvement. Is it a right answer?
So currently the margins are 3.5% on the EBITDA terms because, this company did not had its own R&D. We have now punched in our R&D into this. We have integrated this. So we are looking forward for increase in 1 to 1.5% of margin expansion in this company from next year onward. The reason why I'm saying next year onwards is because this is a product which is the most critical and reliability product in air conditioners today, especially in the inverter air conditioners. So all the companies which we are now looking forward to start association with, they are going through the long reliability cycle. So we expect the reliability cycle to get over by December or January. So in Q4, you will see a very marginal, things coming off from new customers, revenue coming up. But from next year onwards, you will definitely see a 1.5% jump in the margins.
Thanks. And one last question is regarding the overall ODM share. So as of FY17, we were 19% of the total market, and the outsourced market was around 55%. Would you have any estimates or anything as of now? What would be the shares?
No, we don't have live kind of industrial update on where we do stand today. But I think we should be in the same range where we were last year.
Right. Thank you. That will be all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bhatia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So just wanted to understand how is the current season progressing? Because we understand that there have been some unseasonal rains and showers in the northern part of the country. And what is your expectation for overall FY19 for the industry? And what could that mean for Amber?
So historically, we've been working in this sector from last about 20, 25 years. So we have seen such kind of sudden pattern changes in the seasons, especially summers, which are coming up. But, these sudden pattern changes do definitely impact on the quarterly basis, but doesn't change the outlook of the sector on a long-term basis. So maybe we see a flattish kind of a Q1 on the kind of complete industry, but looking into the June and also humid season, which is coming up in July and August, we think that all the industry players will definitely match the volumes what they are anticipating on the yearly basis.
Understood. And so, in this particular quarter, we saw gross margins expanding and expanding. What has been the reason for the same, especially as commodity prices have been increasing?
So, commodity prices we definitely pass on to our customers because we work on the PVC clauses. Currency and the commodity exchanges definitely is passed on. There is no large impact on that per se, but largely it is basically the operating leverage which is coming up. Expenses are not going up, whereas volumes are substantially increasing. So that is why there's a definitely northern movement on the margins.
But sir, it's not only EBITDA margins which have been going up, but even at the gross margin side, we saw an improvement. So operating leverage is aiding gross margins as well?
No, so there is a product mix change also. So, there are definitely new products and other older products which we have changed with the new Bureau of Energy Rating concept, which are giving us greater margins.
Understood, sir. And lastly, sir, we have restated our FY17 numbers under Ind AS. If you could run us through the key adjustments that have been made, that would be extremely useful.
Sure. I think I'll hand over for our CFO to answer this.
Hi, Aditya.
Hi, sir.
Yeah. So there are the adjustments for the Ind AS conversion from the IGAAP. The major issue for the same is the long-term borrowings and the leasehold lands. So once we restate the same as per the Ind AS, there is an impact on the same, on the numbers.
But what exactly is the adjustment, sir, on long-term borrowings, especially because your interest expense for last year has gone up, and also there has been a change in the tax rate?
No, see, there is a loan processing fees, and the majorly a loan processing fees, which is got amortized over the period of the term loans, that got adjusted in the current financial year because of Ind AS adjustment. Same way is the leasehold land, which is 99 years lease. Under IGAAP, it is being considered as a land, but under Ind AS, it is being considered as a leasehold land, and the amortization of the leases over the period of 99 years got adjusted in the Ind AS financials.
Understood, sir. That's helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Adjusting for the 100 crore consolidation of the acquired company, Elkin, if you see that the growth in the business is about 17% for FY18. Now, this is largely in line with the AC volume growth. So I'm just trying to understand why, for you, the growth is low, where there are certain overriding drivers for growth for your company.
So you see, if you see standalone basis, you know, there's a growth of about 23%. So we've done about 1,923 crores in Amber itself as a company, which is outnumbered the industrial growth. And on the volume terms, industry has grown by 10 to 11%. So we have done about 26% on the volume terms, which I think demonstrates the company's capabilities to deliver and outperform the industry.
How much you said these volume terms for you?
Sorry?
How much is the volume term growth rate for Amber?
26%.
Okay. And secondly, when I was looking at your balance sheet, you know, there is some cash still left, and possibly at the IPO time, the entire IPO money was supposed to use to repay the debt. But there is, you know, some debt left in the balance sheet and also cash. So what are your thoughts there, and what are your thoughts on the interest cost expenditure for FY19?
So, you know, when we raised the IPO proceeds, 400 crores were supposed to go to repayment of debt, which had happened, which has already happened on the same day when we got the money. And remaining portion of 75 crores was for the general corporate purpose and IPO expenses. So there were certain IPO expenses which has still not been paid because, you know, there are bills which has to be raised. But other than that, you know, on the debt side, if you see long-term debt, we have already repaid. There is only 16, 17 crores of long-term debt which is standing on the books. And there is a substantial decrease today. Today, as on March 31st, we stand on net debt positive figure. So on answering on the interest side, we are looking at almost about close to about, you know, 40 crores of interest payment, you know, reduction in the current year.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just a clarification what Pritesh asked about the interest cost decline. You said 40 crore would be the reduction, or you saying the 40 crore is the interest cost you will be paying in FY19?
No, it will be reduction. So we've ended up, the interest cost stands at about 53 crores in FY18. So you will see a 40 crore reduction in that because of the debt repayment.
So now coming back to the industry side, though the stocking up has been higher and, you know, there has been an issues for weather and all, but there has been, this season has almost passed 1.5 months. We are almost at end of May. Has the inventory level gone up for you as a whole from this level? And plus, is it we should look beyond now? Diwali is the season where we should be leading to. So just want to take on that.
So there has been a bit of inventory level up on 31st March, because sudden pattern changes in the March itself led to a little bit reduction on the sales volume. But that has been consumed in April and May. So we don't see that the inventory levels should be going fastly up until unless there are again rains coming up in the June month.
Mm-hmm. So what's our volume growth? So when you say that, Q1 could be flattish for the industry, for the whole year, how are you seeing the total volume of units?
So we are looking for a volume growth of 20% this year again. And we have a very healthy order book. We've added four new customers, which has just contributed in Q4, whereas their contribution in the complete year will be reflected in FY19. And we've added some new products in Q4, which will again be reflected in FY19. So we are looking forward to deliver close to about 25 to 30% consolidated basis revenue growth.
And so when you say 20% volume growth, you only say for Amber, right, for a standalone? Because I think if you remove the Iljin, the growth in the console was still
right.
Less.
You were asking about the volume terms, so volume will definitely be in the Amber.
In,
so on volume, we are looking for about 20% jump.
Okay. And then in terms of the CapEx and the debt, I just wanted from the Iljin and the Ever, any debt is there, and also wanted the CapEx for the next year.
Yes, there is a debt of close to about 35 to 40 crores in Iljin, and there is about close to 5 or 6 crore in Ever. So, there is hardly any capex requirement right now, as the capacities are enough. But I think because we are now shifting largely the industry shifting towards inverters, so we should be ready. There will be a marginal capex of about 5 or 10 crores in Iljin and Ever put together.
So 10 to 12 crore is what the capex for the next year?
For both the companies.
For both the companies. And for the Amber itself, that would be the same? Or
for Amber, no. For Amber, because we have got 12 plants now, so there will be a maintenance capex of close to 2.5 to 3 crores each plant, which contributes about 36 crores. And then there is R&D and tool investments, which we are continuing. So you can expect a capex of about 45 crores in Amber as of that's what the plan is today. However, I would like to clarify that we are in discussions with customers for geography expansion. So there may be, a possibility that we come up with a new greenfield facility. Right now, there is it's not on the cards, but we are in discussion. So whenever that happens, we'll definitely inform everybody.
So when we talk about a customer addition here and putting up assembly line, that would be the CapEx, right? So is it the existing one only, or is it some new customer addition? And is it the capex we should assume to be like what you did for Panasonic? Is that the capex?
Yes, it is something like that. What we did in Jhajjar for Panasonic. So we are in discussion with somebody, but it's not yet been freeze. So as soon as we get a green signal, we'll definitely inform. But right now, as of today, the capex plan for the complete year stands at 45 crores.
Good. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Anand from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to, in terms of volume growth, we have done around 26%. Is it possible to break up it between window split and inverter?
Window split, and we can give you indoor, outdoor, and windows.
Yes.
Yeah, so out of total 19.09 lakhs, 46% is indoor, and 38% is outdoor, and remaining is window.
And can you also let us know the PICL performance in sales EBITDA PAT?
So PICL on terms of sales, it has done 142 crore of sale, and EBITDA of 8.6 crores.
PAT?
So PAT is negative about 1 crore. Last year it was 2.5 negative, but this year it's 1. So it's
there's a reduction in the PAT level on in PHL.
Any concerns that you are seeing there? Because I think it used to be profitable till 16, right?
So we are seeing a lot of basically headwinds from the Chinese imports. So what we have done in PICL is to leverage, you know, there are two things in PICL which happened basically. So PICL used to export to Saudi Arabia and Bahrain quite a bit, but because of oil crisis, that whole export order came down. But now we have changed the product lineup mix into domestic more and exports less. So earlier it used to be a 50% exports and 50% domestic, but now we have taken the complete shift to almost 80% domestic and 20% exports. So reliability on exports have been reduced because the southern, the Saudi Arabian markets and the Middle Eastern markets have not picked up. So we've changed the strategy. This year you will find a positive pattern in PHL.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Balwinder Singh from Canara HSBC Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, if you can highlight, if it's possible, which are the four customers that you have added? And secondly, you also indicated that you have added some new products. So what exactly are those new product lines that you have added?
So we have added 1-ton indoor and we have added 2-ton indoor in our product portfolio, plus some inverter models of outdoor in each category. And on the customer side, we've added four customers. We've added Micromax, we've added Westar, we've added Cruise, and we've added Carrier Mightier.
Okay. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Bhatia from AUM Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you just give a breakup of how you mentioned the...
Dhruv, you're not audible. If you're on speaker, please turn that off.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, bit clearer,
So, you know, how you just mentioned the volume breakup of indoor, outdoor, and window. Is it possible to give a value breakup as well?
Value breakup for all the three segments?
Yes.
Yeah, we can, we'll just, we have, right?
No,
we don't have it right now. We don't have right now handy with us currently.
We can definitely
share it later on.
And you mentioned that EVER has EBITDA margins of 3.5%. Is it similar for engine also?
Yes, it is almost same.
And are they at net level making money?
Yeah, they are profitable companies, both of them.
But how much would be the PAT of both the companies together?
So, LGN is having a PAT of around 2.6 crores against a total turnover of 340 CR. And EVER is around... I need to check because EVER is not got consolidated in the Amber books. So we'll give you separately.
And on the presentation, you mentioned the AC component and non-AC component revenue. And you gave the engine Q4 revenue of 100 crores. So where is it getting reflected? It seems like one of the other, it seems like the business is degrowing otherwise.
So it is getting reflected in AC and non-AC components.
Split between both
because Elgin and EVER not only supplies for air conditioners, they supply for inverter boards for refrigerator, washing machine, and microwave.
So could you give a breakup of that 100 crores?
No, I mean, we don't have a handy of complete 100 crore breakup in terms of which segment-wise breakup. So it's totally into the component side, so they don't manufacture complete board. So they are just supplying the components to... on direct online to the assembly lines of the customers.
And are these EBITDA margins for the full year, what you reported of 8.6% sustainable? Do you see any, probably operating leverage benefit because of the growth that you are anticipating?
Certainly they are maintainable. In fact, we are endeavoring to increase those in the on this. But, it's basically what we see as a management is, are we doing a CAGR of positive CAGR of 25% to 30% in the absolute terms? Because on the percentage terms, it can vary due to the product mix and the commodity exchange happening.
But what we keep our eye on is the absolute number. So absolute, we've done good. It's been about 34% jump in EBITDA terms last year. So we'll definitely endeavor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Jalan from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, I have two questions. Firstly, just wanted to understand the capex intensity in the business. For example, if you decide to set up a capacity of about 100,000 ACs, what kind of capex would you need to incur for that?
So it all depends on what kind of product mix category is required by a customer. There's no thumb rule that we just go for 1 lakh capacity. We have to do this.
Sir, any ballpark number, split ACs, indoor, outdoor, both combined, if you want to set up, say, for example, 1.5 ton ACs, then what kind of capex?
Our capex is a hybrid of components as well as finished goods. So it's not necessarily that a customer would need the assembled products. It could happen that they need only sub-assemblies. It could happen they need only components. So we are a solution provider, an integrated solution provider in the space. And, we accordingly do it. So on the capex side, I think it completely depends on what customer's need is.
Let me put it another way. What kind of asset turns are there in your business, basically?
So there are different asset turns in different sectors. Like in electronics, you can go to almost 9 to 10 asset turns. Whereas in our industry, asset turn of 5 to 6 is possible. So we are at 3.3 right now. And there is definitely a possibility to move ahead.
Okay. So my second question is, you mentioned that that you are incurring R&D expenses basically as the industry is moving towards inverter ACs. So what kind of, components will see significant changes because of shift towards inverter ACs from fixed speed ACs?
So difference between a fixed speed ACs and an inverter air conditioner is largely because of there is a large inverter PCB board which goes into. Whereas it inverts the frequency and reduces the compression cycle, thus giving a power consumption, less power consumption. So inverter, electronics, inverter PCB boards, and definitely on the refrigerant side, there is a change. There will be a change in the tubing side also, and of course on the chassis side.
Okay. Well, my final question is, you mentioned that you sold 1.91, the volume was some 1.91 million.
Yeah.
That is separately includes, so for example, if you supply one indoor and one outdoor to a company, will it be counted as two or will it be counted as one?
No, so we have given in number in terms of units. So that means if we have given 19.09 million, 19.09 lakhs, so out of that, almost 9 lakhs will be indoor, then almost similar number will be outdoor, and close to about remaining is window.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khadija Mantri from IIFL. Please go ahead.
So most of my questions have been answered. I just wanted to know if you can disclose contribution of top 5 customers to your FY18 sales.
Yes, so top 5 customers were Panasonic, LG, Daikin, Hitachi, and Voltas.
Okay, and sir, can you give the contribution from each customer?
So I would not like to disclose each customer, but these are some sensitive data of the customers. But in totality, these 5 customers have contributed about 70%.
Okay, sir, fair enough. And sir, another question is it possible for you to provide figures for operating cash flow and free cash flow for FY18?
Right now, so I think we can proceed to next question. We will give it during the end of the call.
Okay, sir. No problem.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Monali Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I was asking how much the inverter AC contributed in the total sales in terms of percentage, and what is the guidance for FY19 for inverter ACs for the industry as well as for Amber?
Amber's contribution in terms of the volumes is close to about 32%.
And I think industry has also been doing 30 to 35% range. On guidance side, I think we will be in line with the industry. So if you see calendar year January to April, industry has crossed 50% mark, and so is our trend moving.
Okay. So what is the current OD and OE share of the company?
We are about 83% ODM.
Okay. And so what are the data criteria inventory days for like AC and non-AC? If you can bifurcate.
So net working capital days are 34 as of date, 35.
Okay.
And you asked the question of operating cash flow, right?
No.
Oh, that was different.
That was,
yeah, what was the second question?
So the debtor, creditor and the inventory days. For AC and non-AC.
So we don't track on AC and non-AC side. We have a consolidated number.
Okay.
So inventory days is around 61 days. Trade receivables days is 63 days. And trade payable days is 90 days. So net working capital days is coming to 35 days.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Anand from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I think the inverter AC, as you mentioned, in this calendar has, you know, moved to the 50% mark. You know, you being then in the industry for more than 20 years, what's your guess in terms of how, you know, far in terms of proportion this in, it can go, considering, you know, India, we have a lot of smaller towns as well where maybe, you know, there might be issues in inverter.
Yeah, so I think the level of awareness and the speed of awareness has drastically changed in past 10 years because of social media and other things. So generally we have seen, I mean, industry was not expecting this kind of exponential jump towards inverters, but suddenly there's been jump because people are asking for inverters. People are more aware of more energy efficient products. So if you see on a longer terms, I think Japan is like 100% inverter market. So I'm not saying that we will turn out to be 100% market very soon, but yes, we will be heading for a good growth in this segment. So if we end up having 50 to 55% in FY19, we should look at something about 65% or to 70% next year.
Okay. And this is more from the market perspective. So from the AC industry, what could the top 10 cities and top 20 cities contribute? Just trying to understand where the growth is tier 3, 4, 5, or is it still concentrated on the top 2, 3 tiers?
No, the AC, you know, in the industry growth is now widening. Earlier, South and Southern and the Western Coastal Belt used to contribute very less percentage 10 years back. But today, you know, it contributes about 34 to 35% of the sales. And North contribution is again at 35-36%. So there is a quite, you know, we are seeing a complete landscape change of the market share between the four regions of India. And I think right now it is quite concentrated in three sectors except the east part. So all the cities are now gathering, even in, we are seeing in Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand where Sahel states are consuming a lot of air conditioners. So it's what we are witnessing is that, you know, it's a lifestyle change which is impacting and power adequacy which has helped. So a lot of, you know, our country is moving towards a power adequacy state and all the tier 4 cities, even tier 3 cities are consuming a lot of air conditioners because it's no more a summer's product, you know, it's no more a product where you will buy when it will be 45 degrees. So if, just as the temperature goes above 28, 29 degrees, you don't feel comfortable. So that is where I think industry will continue growing.
No, just from the perspective that if the, say, top 5 to 10 cities, which, you know, maybe 5, 10 years back AC was bought, say, Delhi, Bombay or Calcutta, whatever is the region, are these demand centers getting a very slow growth, maybe low single digit, and it is the other parts where we are seeing growth, or there is demand in both parts?
No, there is demand, equal demand in both parts. Even the five cities which you mentioned, there is a lot of replacement happening because the replacement cycles in air conditioners have shortened from 13 years to close to about 8 years. So a lot of upgradation of windows to split and splits to inverter air conditioners is happening in these cities, whereas the first-time buyers are the cities other than those, which are the tier 2 or tier 3 cities.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saral Seth from Carvey Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to ask that for the full year you've grown by 28%, whereas for the quarter you've grown by only 12%. So is there any weakness which has come in this quarter, or what would be the full guidance for the next year or probably FY20? What would be the growth guidance?
So if you see, you know, the last quarter was impacted but because of the sudden summer shift. Otherwise, the number should have been more. But still, we did better numbers than the industry.
So which region, which regions were impacted by the summer growth?
So the entire north was impacted. There was hardly any summer's uptake in the northern part of the India, which contributes about 35% to 40% of the all India sales. So that was there. We saw that our customers are finding difficult to, you know, sell because summer's uptake was not there.
Sir, would there be any inventory pushover from the last quarter, this quarter, or?
No, there is hardly any inventory pushover because you know, we have a standard inventory system where, so
make to order.
Generally it's a make to order kind of a thing. So we are not ending up in a huge inventories with us.
Okay, so what guidance you could give for the full year, FY19, if any?
On the revenue side?
Yeah, revenue.
So revenue side, we are looking to almost touching in the range of 25% to 30% on the consolidated basis.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Jain from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one is, we mentioned about the backward integration. So does our margin reflect this complete backward integration, or there's still scope of, you know, improvement, whether this, you know, integration will be factored in future quarters and our margins could improve from here?
Yeah, so on the backward integration, you know, the main reason of acquiring Ilgin and Ever was that this was the main component which goes into inverter air conditioners, which was missing in our verticals. So these companies are operating at very low EBITDA, and we intend to increase the EBITDA next year on and company management is working towards it. So there is a scope of increase in margins, which will be reflected next year. This year, because the product is very product where, you know, the product performance, the final product performance is dependent on the functionality of these components. So all the customers, whosoever we have approached, they have put this, you know, in under reliability. And there's a high cycle of reliability. It takes about 8 to 9 months and sometimes 1 year also for clearing the reliability cycle. Once it is there, you will definitely see on the backward integration side the margin expansion.
So would there be any more capex on the companies whom we have acquired?
No, there is hardly any capex. I think we've already answered this question. In these two companies put together, there will be a capex of 10 to 12 crores in both the companies.
Right. And sir, since we command the highest market share in the industry, who are the other peers whom we compete against?
Actually, if you see complete Amber on a console basis, apple to apple, there's no company which has you know, electronics and AC, non-AC components plus 12 plants, motors and all. So we do have segmental competition. So our segmental competition is like in the heat exchanger space, we have some Korean companies which are competing, some Indian companies. But a number of competitors are two or three in each segments. And I have seen that competition is also geographical competition rather than a pan-India level.
So on the AC segment side also, there is no single player?
No, there are players in AC segments. You know, there are players like E-Durable, Zamel, Lloyd Electric, which competes with us. But none of the players are as backward integrated as we are. And none of the components, they don't offer the electronic solution, motor solutions, and other widely geographical spread in India as we are.
All right. All right, I'm done. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of MP Pathak, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know what is your inventory percentage compared to the turnover?
61 days.
So it is 61 days inventory.
No, in terms of value I am asking.
In terms of value?
How much inventory do you keep always?
So it is, I mean, it depends on the, you know, order book. So it is a fluctuating thing. So whatever we, you know, we have to keep long-term inventories for the things which we import. So it varies from 18.5 to almost 22%.
And my second question is, what is the effect of rupee depreciation and GST on which will affect your bottom line?
So, the complete taxation, currency exchanges and commodity exchanges, we pass on to our customers. So we don't have any impact of GST. We don't have any impact on the currency side and the commodity side. So we pass on to the customers.
But, and third is, do you face competition from the other AC manufacturing companies, and which affect your bottom line latest like that?
Certainly there are competitions in each and every sector. So as we have told that we are present into AC components and non-AC components and AC components. So each vertical witnesses a competition, and it's a healthy competition. We believe in healthy competition environment, and efficient companies will move forward and maintain margins. So we work very closely on the efficiency levels as well as the deliverabilities and different product basket, which keeps us ahead of our competitors.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
So thank you very much, everybody, to participate in our first call on the earnings. And thank you. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. In case you require any further details, you may please contact us or our investor relations advisors, Strategic Growth Advisors, SGA, for any further clarifications. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lee.